What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And, you know, so I got there, kind of went to bed about 10:30 last night, Buck. Nice. I, like, woke up by 5, nobody crying. It's great. Went and made my coffee, everything like that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, about 6:30-ish, opened up my Twitter.
Yeah, turned the phone on.
Opened
huh?
up the Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'd be damn if this dude ain't do it to the Falcon fans again. But you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing he's – because I haven't watched yet. I'll probably watch it when I get home today.
I watched the first episode this morning.
Yeah. Because there's nothing that he's going to say that we didn't know already.
Right.
You know what I mean? About, you know.
There was one tiny little minuscule nugget that I thought was a little bit different than we had heard.
But I'm going to get to what you're talking about, too. Yeah, all the stuff that he is going to say, because, again, I haven't watched it. I'll probably watch it this afternoon I get home, was the, you know, throwing it back, all those different things. I was like, okay, that's new. But why, again, thought it was over with. We already knew all this stuff. But to rehash it again, it's going to be a long damn week, man.
Yeah, and this is
a long damn week.
As soon as we found out that he was going to be featured on the season, we were like,
oh,
hell.
Oh, hell.
Well, when? When's that? When's that? Oh, July 8th? Oh, that's a long time from now. We won't have to talk. He won't be a Falcon by then.
Yes.
We foolishly, I foolishly said repeatedly.
I agreed with you. I agreed with you.
Yeah, over and over again, we kept thinking, well, certainly by this date, find a way to move him, and yet here we are, July 8th. The Netflix documentary has come out.
Yeah.
He's still a Falcon,
yes.
And yes, like you said, all of the stuff has been rehashed. And you're right. Like, the thing about it is, we've talked about it so much and gotten so many little details here and there from him or other reporting or whatever that we pretty much knew the timeline and the stories and all that kind of stuff.
Right, right.
I think we also have both pretty well formed our opinions on, like, maybe who was in the wrong when and where maybe your concern lies now and all that kind of stuff. If there's anything new, like, look, we knew he wasn't happy they drafted Penix.
Right.
He said as much.
Yes.
At the time.
Yes.
He wasn't going to come out and be a jerk about it because that's not his personality.
Right.
But, he said he was surprised by it. He said in the documentary that came out this morning that he felt misled. I think that's an interesting word, and we can get back to that in a minute. But then he also said, if I would have known that, maybe I would have made a different free agency decision.
Yeah,
that's new.
That was the one. I just saw the clips. So I'm going based off clips and everything that I saw. And also, it kind of made it seem like he did have an option to stay in Minnesota.
Yep.
And so that's the one that got me, mm-hmm. was that the misled part, I understand that, but the part where he was basically saying that, you know, like, it was an option.
Yeah, he could have stayed. They were going to draft a quarterback anyway, and then maybe, and he said he didn't want to stay in a situation that felt like a year-to-year proposition.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Which, I understand. Yeah, I understand that. I think misled is probably the wrong word, because I don't think anybody said anything untrue. I think assumptions were made, and I think reasonable assumptions. When someone gives you $180 million, it's reasonable to assume.
We all made the assumption.
Everyone did.
Yes.
That's why everyone was so shocked on draft night when they took Michael Penix. That's why the reaction was such. That's why it's the highest rated day in the history of 92.9 The Game, the Friday after that draft, because everyone was like, someone please make sense of this. Yeah, so he made an assumption that I think we all made. Look, maybe there was a conversation – during the free agency period where he said, hey, I don't want to stay in Minnesota because they said they're going to draft a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Are you guys going to draft a quarterback? And they said no. No one's ever said that.
No.
I think it's reasonable to assume that, hey, you're offering me this money. It's a four-year contract.
Bam.
You're probably not going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
Exactly.
So misled, I don't think, is right. I think, you know, he made an assumption that we all reasonably made, and they went the other way. And now, the bottom line is that affected everything after that. Like, that's the thing. I think he probably would have been more forthcoming with what he was dealing with after the Saints game if he didn't feel threatened by Michael Penix.
Which we've said repeatedly. Us.
We've said repeatedly.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the main reason why he did what he did.
Like, and had they not drafted Penix and everything played out the same way and the backup quarterback was Taylor Heineke, whoever it might have been, he probably would have missed a couple games in that portion of the season.
Yes.
And then come back healthy at the end of the season.
Yes.
And who knows, things probably go differently. But I think his decision to – I think he misled the Falcons with how bad he was.
Obviously.
If there was any misleading, it was him.
And if it was that case, then shame on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're like, I got to get back at them for what doing – and I'm not saying that's what he did. I don't believe that's Kurt's character to be like that.
No, I don't think it was vengeful or vindictive.
Yes.
I think it was like self-preservation. I think it was survival.
Yeah.
He even said in the documentary in the later one of the episodes that – in that moment, he went back to a Drew Brees book that he read about never let your backup see the field because you might never see it again.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yeah, that's obviously what it was.
Yeah, because you think about Drew had got franchise. They drafted Phillip.
Yep.
Drew comes off having a big time year on the franchise tag in the damn just a fluke injury, died before a damn fumble. John Lynch falls on his damn shoulder, rips his shoulder apart, and then there goes Phillip.
Yep.
I mean, Phillip was eventually going to be the starter.
Right.
Eventually. But it was hard because Drew was playing so well.
Yep.
And so when you look at this situation, there was no – Michael Penix should not have any game film except for preseason. Didn't we say that? We said, if Michael Penix plays this year, it's a freaking disaster.
Something awful happened.
Something awful happened.
Yep.
Either Kurt got injured or Kurt's playing like crap.
Or –
Didn't
realize we were going to have a both situation, which is what we ended
up with. That's what we kept saying. The only way Michael Penix is going to sit, only way they're going to get any film on Michael Penix from his rookie year is a blowout time or what happened.
Yep.
And so now you're in a situation where you can't go back to Kurt. Even after, you know what I'm saying, at those three games, when Michael Penix took over the starting job against, what was it?
Giants. The first game he started.
When he took the – that was it for Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt was not going to be the starting quarterback ever again.
Yeah, and if that wasn't true enough, then the way that the offseason has gone, too.
Yes.
Like, you can't go request a meeting with the owner and ask to be traded and then ever expect to be the starting quarterback again. So, again, this is all pretty, like, you know, this is different version of conversations we've already had, right? For the most part. I realize, you know, it's new because the documentary came out this morning and there's some new quotes, and obviously it's going to sort of drum up some of the old talking points. It kind of did lead me back, though, to a place that, you know, I feel like I've been at for the majority of the time since we kind of talked through it, which is twofold. I mean, what happened. He's the backup now.
Yes.
So I'm not, you know, like, I'm not that concerned about what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can hate him, whatever. Maybe you like him more after the documentary. I really don't know. Just from, like, a Falcon standpoint, I really don't care now about that.
No.
It happened from his standpoint.
Yeah.
I do think that there's reasonable questions, and we've talked about these before, and I still think it's reasonable to talk about, is, like, all right, he might have misled him about how he was feeling, but we all watched.
Yeah.
Right?
We watched and that goes back to, why didn't Rob pull him earlier?
Exactly.
But then
that's what it gets back to.
Were they afraid to?
I don't know. And that's the part problematic because they're still in charge.
I'm going to go, were they afraid they were going to lose Kirk? They said, we're going to draft a young quarterback?
I don't know.
I mean,
were they afraid they were going to look silly for paying a guy $100 million
They overpaid to get Kirk Cousins.
They had to.
Period.
They had to.
They had to.
And now we know the
why?
Fact that Minnesota at least was a he could have stayed there,
but not for that money.
That's the other thing about it is misled about the quarterback. So what? Even if they would have told you they were going to draft a guy, so now you have two options. Both of them are going to draft a quarterback. One of them's offering you $180 million.
The other one's
Minnesota was not offering you that.
They were not offering you nowhere near that.
No. nowhere near that. So that was going to be a year-to-year deal there, which, again, is what he said he didn't want to do. So even if he felt misled by the quarterback thing, he still was going to come here because they were the only team offering him $180 million.
And a no-trade clause.
And a no-trade clause and $100 million guaranteed and on and on and on. So that's on the Falcons, too.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, that's where you come back to is, like, the Kirk Cousins stuff has all happened. It's very frustrating. It sucks that the year went the way that it went. But he's the backup quarterback now. And hopefully, you know, it's hard to say this without kind of accidentally hoping somebody else across the league gets hurt, but that kind of is what it is. Hopefully they find a way to trade him before the season starts so we can clean cut, move on, and this blank is over with. The problem is the people that are in charge of putting the best players in the field watch Kirk Cousins play hurt for a month.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yes.
And waited all that time to do it.
Yes.
So that's yes. The problem.
Yes.
Somebody needed to push harder on Kirk Cousins and how he was feeling.
Yes.
At that time. Because, again, athletes want to play and play through injuries, and you're going to do what you need to do to stay out there and all that kind of stuff. I get that. But we got eyeballs, and yep. It didn't take long.
No.
Like, it was maybe the Saints game second half, we didn't notice it quite as much. But then the next game, I was like, well, all right, what's wrong? Like, yep. This guy looks totally different.
Yep. And that is, you know, the unfortunate part, because that was your season right there. It was. Your season went to a point where you couldn't get out of it because of your quarterback. And I'm not saying everything else was perfect, because they didn't play.
They still should have beat the Saints, yes. If Younghoe Koo would have made, yes, a couple field goals.
I mean, there are still some things, yeah, that go into why they lost games.
They could have. That Vikings game would have been way different if the secondary didn't lose four balls in the air,
yes,
and fall down.
Or Washington, you call a damn timeout.
Right.
Or
I mean, Raheem Morris, clock management, 100%.
Yes, there's a lot that went into why this team didn't get to where they
But were. His physical ability narrowed the margin for error,
yes,
so much more.
Exactly.
And it already was pretty narrow, because the games they were winning when they were 6-3, you know, and this is the NFL, that's the way it goes, but those are some skin of the teeth wins,
yes,
man. Like,
yes.
Saquon Barkley makes a catch, you don't beat the Eagles in week 2. I mean, everything had to go right to beat the Bucs that first time in overtime,
yes,
where they're, and it was beautiful. It was incredible. So much fun. I remember it was a Thursday night game. That next day we were at Topgolf. And this is one of the most fun shows,
yes,
we've ever done, because,
yes,
we just got to talk about that great overtime win and Kirk being a veteran, and maybe not very many quarterbacks in the league would have been able to kind of lead a drive like that in that moment. So there were some good moments,
yeah,
too. But, yeah, man, it was what you knew it was going to be.
Yeah,
It's just like trauma porn for Falcons fans.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.